Let's talk about confluence management. That means people coming together, and how do we manage it? We want to see, come together, interact, exchange, be vulnerable, touch, and finally, love. That's socialization. And so the question is, we can have a community, we can have a grouping of housing together, and we can have activities. But if A goes to B, as you see in the top, and A goes to B at the bottom, and they have two activities going, there's two people going to and from an activity, whether it's a hairdresser or it's a store. And unless the timing is right, the socialization that could occur, which is serendipitous socialization, doesn't happen. Let's take a community where these people are living their lives, and you can see them. They're moving back and forth across this plaza. And if the dots signify people coming in serendipitous contact with each other, a chance to just make the first contact, to see, to say hi, you can see that a lot of activity can go on, and they can pass each other as ships in the night, not too many. And one of the things I've seen in a lot of CCR communities is in given rooms, not too many people in a given room at a given time. And you say, where's all the activity? And the activity, the people are there, but the activity and the serendipity sometimes is not. But if we minimized the trails that they could take to go to see each other, and they had to always go through tight little spaces, then no matter where they went, they would be able to cross and see each other. But the other thing that's happening is all of the activity of the to and fro is happening in this plaza, which means that you have at least half the population looking out their windows and watching what's going on. And as we learned when we talked about mirror neurons and empathy, when people see other people, 30% of the viewers are affected by and act upon what they see others do, from research. So the act of community can be enhanced, and it can be controlled. So the key that we want in all of our communities is we want to not only have activities, but we want to make sure that we have loiter time afterwards, that people can then talk about what they've done together. That was a bonding activity. And I think what was pointed out, I think very well by Terry, is the other aspect of what the Vital Life Community concept says, and that's simply this. The Vital Life Community is one in which the programs affect every single person within that community. The visitors are part of the program, the employees are part of the program, the residents are part of the program. It's an extended family. If the residents are running their own programs and creating their own programs, that's their vocation. Now they have a new life and they continue on. And suddenly we have the body, if you will, and it becomes theirs. They have ownership, they have stakeholding in it, it has their creative signature on it, and it is theirs. And what we as community developers and providers and stakeholders have is simply we facilitate. We are there to stand in the corner in the shadows like a good waiter, and we facilitate and make sure that everything runs well for them.